This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97 of the Rays. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here we go. Man, I can't believe it's going to be 2020.
Jane just wrote me and wished me Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, did she?
So we'll see you in 2020. I'm like, oh, God.
I don't think I got one of those.
I didn't either.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, Jane. I did.
Oh, yeah. See? You did.
Yeah. I will get in after you leave. So Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Here's to 2020.
You got one too?
I did.
How rude.
So rude, Jane.
God, Jane.
Maybe she's composing yours right now. It sounds like she's sending them out.
Well. Love you, Jane.
Love you, Jane.
And everybody else, love her too. Listen this afternoon, because Jane's amazing.
She is.
She's a style maven?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. An icon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Come on.
Especially around here.
Nobody knows how to use a
jeans and a t-shirt.
Filter to just erase their nose like she can.
She just overexposes to the max.
Awesome.
Porcelain skin.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Crystal blue eyes.
Oh, I got mine.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Bryn, you didn't get one, huh? You're all left out.
I didn't, yeah, but, you know, I'm on the bottom of the total.
That's true.
You're next.
I'm not expecting
you're next.
It, actually. Yeah.
Just, Jane, don't send it.
Cut and paste.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive, though, okay? Because, you know, we're already on the drive home. This is recorded.
Too bad that's not true. I would love to be on my way home right now.
Good morning, guys. Wishing you a wonderful break. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll miss you, but I'm glad that you get some time off to enjoy. Yeah. I'm wishing you all the best. Love you.
Thank you. Right back at you. And thanks for listening.
Amba won All-Stars.
Amba. Yeah. It's going to be fun. They actually have double the chance of anybody else of winning the $2 million bucks.
The money comes home. Whichever one.
That
wins.
Money's community property.
If this lady didn't want people watching her bedroom stuff, why did she have a video camera in there in the first place?
Probably for security reasons.
Yeah, for being robbed.
Yeah, she wanted to have a... Maybe she has them in every room. A lot of people are putting cameras everywhere in their house so that they can look in from work. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you got something in there that you don't want your kids touching.
Right.
Get a little motion alert. Whoa.
Well, it is trippy to think that now kids will have to think which room is the room that's safe in the house that they could do whatever in. Probably the bathroom.
Well, let's hope it's the bathroom.
Right.
I really feel like you should not have a camera in the bathroom at your house. That's just weird.
Oh, I got my text from Jane.
All right.
Okay, Jane, one more. What about Vaughn?
Vaughn's all, where's mine?
You know what I realized the other day is I don't have Vaughn's number.
What?
Oh.
I actually have written him on Instagram multiple times, and then I went to check with him on something and went...
Here, I'll send you all
this. I don't have that.
I'm going to share him with you.
Contact
info. My phone is blowing up right now.
Oh, good for you.
Contacts.
Who's blowing you up?
Like Jane and Shooty.
Oh, Shooty.
Yeah.
Shooty didn't write me.
Me neither.
We have a thread going right now.
Oh, all right.
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Oops. I don't want to send a message. I want to share contact. And I'm going to share it with Vinny. Boom.
Boom.
There you go. There's his number.
Thank you for giving me something to look forward to and incentive to drag myself out of bed each morning. You guys are a treasure to the Bay Area.
Aww. That's a really nice... You know, honestly, we've been here a long time, and, you know, we do feel like treasure.
So you're absolutely right.
So you're right.
It's not lost on me, and we know this doesn't last forever,
nope. So thanks for how long it has lasted.
We're enjoying every minute.
It's so true. I try to, like, at least once a day, especially on my way in, just be so grateful, because I'm already whining about having to get up so early. I'm like, you are so lucky. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, Vinny, if you really want to thank us, then read all the listeners' texts and tell us what's really going on with Hooman. Have a Merry Christmas.
Well,
Sarah's got this one, everyone.
If only I knew exactly. Clearly, he doesn't need the money to work here. Yeah, you know, honestly, if I didn't need the money, I also wouldn't get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, can I do an afternoon show? You know, he's been here 20 years. He sat in that chair answering phones. He never was looking for the big long contract or a big payout. He's clearly got other stuff going on. I wish I could say for sure that he was coming back, but I don't know that that's true.
So I will once again answer it the way I would answer it, which is write him his Instagram.
He's got one of those.
He's totally reachable. Yep. We're not his agent.
Slide into his DMs.
And we don't apparently deserve any kind of answers. So just write him. Mm. Ask him. Because we don't know.
We don't.
If Sarah doesn't know, believe me, I don't.
Bryn might know. What do you think, Bryn?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Write him. He's got an Instagram.
Do you know? Maybe Jane knows.
No, I don't.
Tell Jane. Maybe Michael knows. See, no one knows.
Yeah, Michael, tell us.
Wishing my morning show family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Love you all from Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Could you guys give me an early birthday shout out? My name is Stacy, and I'll be turning 40 on December 30th.
Oh, happy birthday, Stacy. Tough time.
I've been
time
a listener since
a
high
birthday.
School.
Oh,
wow.
I moved to
thanks,
the East Bay, and okay. Oh, in Idaho almost 2 years ago, and I still listen on the fabulousradio.com app every day.
Did you write fabulous in there?
Yeah.
All right.
It's in quotes.
Oh.
So I don't know what exactly she's getting
at. Somebody must have told her how fabulous it was. Probably
right.
You. And then.
Well,
now she's like, well, it is, so I'm
putting that in. $1 billion
in
R&D.
How could it be anything short of fabulous?
Durr. Vinny, you will love the movie, but the end is definitely the best part. My teen daughter and mother liked it, too. Can't wait to see it again. That's the Tarantino movie.
Mm.
People love it.
And people don't love it, so I can't wait to hear what you think of it. And I've got to go back and watch the whole thing. I have to give it the whole look. I mean, maybe there's some reason they'll explain why it's so boring at the end.
Can you guys please wish my wife, Mary, a happy birthday? She's in the car dropping off the kids at school right now. Thank you, guys. She's
aww.
A huge fan.
Happy Mary. Birthday, Mary.
For Mark.
The wind cried. Mary.
Oh, I love that song.
Me too.
You know, I OD'd on Jimi Hendrix because I really do love him so much, but I've OD'd on him to the point where I don't go to him as much as I should.
Mm.
And then I hear that and I go, oh, God, I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one.
So, Sarah, a few months back, you got a pair of gardening gloves with attachable claws. My girlfriend's way into gardening. Please, please, please say the brand name. Where you got them on the air. I listen to the podcast all day. Thanks. You guys are the best.
I don't know the brand name. I think they're Gardena, though. Like, I have a few things from them. I bought, like, they feel like the same kind of gloves. I will say, though, that they're good in soft soil. They're not heavy duty. But they're good. They're great. I like them.
Are they better than your fingernails?
They are better than your fingernails. But normally I would have gloves anyways. And I have so many tools that I'm lugging around with me. But now that I have my garden apron, I'm all set. I have it all shoved in my thing.
Are they better than this thing?
Is that your middle finger?
No,
flying?
What is this? I'm making the shape of that thing, the garden
tool.
Oh,
the little mini hoe, mini rake.
It's a mini hoe.
I don't know what it is. I think a hoe is just like a
flat. Is it better
thing.
Than, are the gloves better than a mini hoe?
No, okay. they're not. But they
get
are
a mini
they're,
hoe.
They're great in.
With a holster.
In a soft dirt, a fairly soft dirt. And you know, I haven't used them much either because as soon as I got them, it started raining. And so I haven't really gardened much in the last month.
Wow, Sarah, how do you do that so effortlessly?
Do what?
You have the most beautiful singing voice. If I could have half of that, I would be so happy.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Oh, the Christmas Carol, right.
Yeah. XOXO.
I did sing God Rest You.
And you just played Vinny singing, and my 3-year-old daughter goes, who's crying?
Oh.
She's mean. You're just being mean now.
Who's crying? It's Vinny. Vinny's crying. That's nice of you to say. I do. I mean, I love singing, and I certainly love Christmas carols. I actually love all the traditional God ones.
Why don't you sing one?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I already did sing one today.
Yeah, but you got another request, and then you just ignored it.
I didn't rush through that. I sang it. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Yay!
Thank you.
All right.
I think I know three more verses in that one.
Too. All right, go.
No.
I saw Star Wars Rise of Skywalker last night and bawled my eyes out during it. It's by far my most favorite Star Wars film.
Wow. Well, that's the first really positive review I've heard of it. Although Corey liked it. Sounds like Jar Jar Binks is in it. No Baby Yoda, though.
Yeah, I mean, the way he reacted to my question was a clear tell, right?
Yes. I'm
not going to say.
Caught. What do I do? I miss you guys. I'm going to miss you guys so much. Can you come back a week early?
No. Yeah. Thank you, though. We'll miss you, too. Theoretically.
To be honest, it goes so damn fast.
Yeah, I know.
That we'll be back in a blink.
Yeah.
925 says, I could listen to Vinny yell Shannon all day long.
Oh,
Shannon!
Please don't. Let's not end on
Shannon!
This.
Shannon!
Oh. And there she goes, galloping off into the sunset. Mm. Goodbye, Shannon. Oh, my God.
Oh, look. She turned around and picked you up.
Don't end on that.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Taking a quick break.
Have a great
one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. The best to you and your entire family and all the people you love, the friends that are dear to you. Gather near to you once more. Yeah, have a great Christmas, a great New Year's, whatever you celebrate.
Right, do that, but also stay here because Jane's coming up.
Yes, of course, sure.
And Lexi.
Is Lexi in today?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The gang's all here.
Yes.
So stay for the rest of the day and through the whole vacation. In fact, hold your breath. We'll be back.
we'll be back before you know it. And it'll be 2020. I can't believe it's going to be 2020.
I know.
It seems so hard to believe. My God. Well, I hope you get everything you want for Christmas or Hanukkah or Festivus or, you know, whatever you sell. Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. Are there any other ones?
Right around I'm sure there are.
Sure. Any winter holiday that, you know, I'm sure there's some pagan ritual at Stonehenge going on. I have no idea. Have a good one. Be safe. And we'll catch you in 2020.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.